The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Well, sticking with family business, we're on a search for the family with the most number of siblings who have set up their own businesses. To kick it off, we asked Liam Geraghty to visit an entrepreneurial family on the Aran Islands. Meet the Concannons.
We're off to Onacht, which is where the our little seaweed plant is.
Martin O'Concannon has just picked me up from the ferry at Kilronan. He's the eldest of 12, who all mostly still live and work on Inishmore.
Brendan Behan used to visit here, and I remember him well. I suppose I was 10 or 12 or whatever. One day he was down on the pier in Kilmurvy, a really hot day. So he threw off all his clothes on the top of the pier, and there were, you know, tourists around as well at the time. I suppose they were all horrified. But he said, "I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but it has to be done." And jumped in.
Martin started his seaweed business, Blan Amara, in 2002. It means flower of the sea. They harvest edible seaweeds for the food and beverage and cosmetic industries.
The man here from Kildare, I don't know. Huh? Is it safe?
Oh, clear, man. Oh, hey, Kildare. Oh, it's okay, Martin. Okay.
There's a lot of seaweed around here. And started thinking about, well, what could you do with seaweed?
He went about learning everything he could about seaweed and bought a premises across from his house.
Had to do it up, and it ended up costing a lot of money, really, you know, as everything seems to do in Ireland.
What you're looking at in front of us, hundreds of different species of seaweed, but there are probably 10 specific types of seaweed that we'd harvest. Today we're picking Dillisk or Dulse.
In 2015, Martin's daughter Jenny, with her Kiwi husband David and two daughters, returned from New Zealand to help run the business.
The biggest part of it for me was leaving home, but if we were moving to Ireland, I was pretty keen to come and have a go at working in the business and moving out to Aran. I thought it would be a cool place to have kids and a great opportunity to have a go at a small food business and be able to have a say in its future and its development and things. So, yeah. I was just saying to someone yesterday that it's quite rare that you see any of the aunties on their own. They usually travel around in pairs, you know. They're a really connected family.
My name is Deirdre and I work in Tachna and Fadi, my sister's cafe.
Deirdre is the youngest of the 12, 18 years Martin's junior. And though it's not particularly busy in the cafe in December, the fireplace is always lit. And there is one customer waiting at the door.
The robin. He usually comes inside every day and waits inside for a while and then goes out again. He flies around when he wants to go out.
This is one of your dedicated customers.
Yes, a repeat customer. Yeah, I think he wants to come in now again.
He has a sickle in his hand because he used to cut mistletoe, had to cut it with a golden sickle, and they had to catch it before it touched the ground.
Just across the road from the cafe is a craft shop run by Sheila Cotter, Martin's wife. They opened it in 1995.
Tried to keep it to things we do ourselves, friends of ours, things that they make and produce, kind of articles that other shops don't have. We don't do knitwear, we don't do leprechauns and shamrocks. Oh, there's nothing wrong with them, but we don't sell them.
Back with Martin, he's looking forward to Christmas with the whole family and reminisces about Christmases past.
You get all these presents, they were there all right. Play around with them, maybe get a football or something. That'd be really something, you know. Especially leather football.
Was there any writing to Santa or anything like that?
Oh, there was, yeah.
Yeah. And what would you ask?
Oh, should he be asking for all sorts of things that you'd never get?